This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
One.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's an armed group of protesters occupying a building in Oregon right now at the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve. They are protesting the extended sentences of a couple of ranchers who set some fires on federal lands, which were supposed to be controlled burns. And those controlled burns apparently went a little out of control. Either way, I don't know if even if they were controlled, they would be legal. I suspect they wouldn't be setting fire to federal lands like that. And anyway, those guys were sent. They're the Hammonds, the father and son team. They were sentenced to some amount of jail time for that in the previous decade. Sorry, Daryl, I forgot to flip your mic on there.
The father got 3 months. The son got 1 year.
And so now, I guess what happened more recently was the federal government, in the form of one of their judges, came and said, yeah, you guys did spend time for that. You committed your sentences and you got out of jail and you thought you were done. Well, we say you're not done now. You get to go back to prison now for 5 full years in total. So you've got another 4 or so years that you need to go back in. So please go report to your nearest federal prison and we will go ahead and take you in on Monday. So now these guys are expected to report to prison on Monday, and I think rightfully so. People are angry about this. I mean, that is a crappy deal. I mean, it's bad enough to have to go to prison when no one was actually harmed in any kind of conflict.
Right.
Or in whatever the supposed crime was. That's bad enough. But to then add insult to injury and to, you know, spend time in prison, get out, think you're all done, and then have some judge issue an order saying, yeah, we mis-sentenced you. You're going to have to go in for another 4 years now. Okay, bye now. And one of them 74 years old. So, I mean, just absolutely horrible.
73 and 46.
Yes, it's horrible what they're doing to these guys. So I understand the frustrations. And, of course, there's more to these protests than just protesting what's happening to the Hammonds. It's the bubbling over of frustrations that many people have with the federal government, with the federal government's control over people's lives. And so they've decided to take over this building. And we're still not sure. You've been trying to figure out the size of the actual welcome center or whatever it is that they've,
right,
they've taken over.
And
I
can't
refuge.
Find that information, and I'm not sure which building exactly they took over. But if they took over the headquarters, that's right next to a lake,
okay,
which means that they would probably be able to fish for a while to get food if they didn't bring enough with them.
Because they are saying they're planning on staying for years if necessary,
yes,
in this circumstance. So we're going to learn more, of course, over time as this develops. This literally just started last night. I believe the takeover happened sometime during our show last night, so we didn't get word of it until today or until late last night is when I started to see it pop up on social media. A lot of people are paying attention to this. And there's a couple of other interesting details here in case you're just tuning in. They did break into this building while it was empty. So
yes.
That has been, and also another thing, they don't know how many there are. There could be as few as 15 protesters. There could be as many as 150. And they want more people to show up, which brings me back to the discussion we were having in the very end of the last hour. And that is that in the case of the Branch Davidians, they had themselves a compound. They were locked down. It was only the members of that church that were in there.
Yes.
They weren't letting people in. With the case here in New Hampshire about a decade ago of the folks who were wanted by the feds for not paying income tax, they did want people to come help them. They were allowing people in. I went there, actually. Mark and I, Mark was my co-host at the time. We went there physically. They had a barbecue once where some of the Genesis Communications Network hosts were actually present at this barbecue. Ted Anderson, the president of GCN, was there barbecuing at this compound.
That would be more than just hosts, because
yeah,
you and Mark would be hosts.
Right.
The owner of the company is more than just a host.
Right. The owner of the syndicate, the radio syndicate that we're on, Ted, was actually there in person, you know, cooking on the barbecue. He was the one who kind of funded the party that happened. And so people came in from all over to support Ed and Elaine Brown.
And something else with the Branch Davidians, the feds were actually preventing some people from leaving that wanted to leave.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
So this is, you know, a different situation from the Branch Davidians, but it may end in a similar bloodbath. Although in the case of the Browns here in New Hampshire, that ended without violence because the feds had managed to infiltrate into the group of supporters. And by the time they took down Ed and Elaine,
I would say it ended without physical harm.
Okay, right. Nobody got shot. Nobody got permanently injured in the takedown. But they waited until basically the supporters, for the most part, had left, because you can only spend so much time on this. Like, unless right. you're independently wealthy and you've got nothing but money and time to devote to something like this, these guys are saying they're going to be there for years. I highly question that 150 people are going to be there for years. I question whether even 15 people are going to be there for years.
I think a handful of them will probably be there for the rest of their life.
Right, which you could mean was another day if the feds came in and cracked down. Now, they're not likely
right.
going to make it.
It's going to be, you know, a few days, possibly a couple of weeks.
It could be longer than that. With the Browns, it was, if I recall correctly, several months before the feds actually made their move. Now, they were on the premises. They were nearby. They had
well, the Browns were also in their house. They weren't on a National Wildlife Reserve.
On federal property. I see where you're coming from there. But, you know,
the response as far as the timetable is going to be a little bit different.
I think you're probably right about that. But on the other hand, the federal government probably doesn't want the negative Waco-style publicity. So they may try to avoid shooting it out with these people. And one of the ways to avoid that is to bring in undercover agents. So,
or what you do is, and I swear I am not trying to give the feds advice,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to sound like it. These people, probably because they're on a wildlife reserve, might go hunting for some food at
right.
some point. When one of them shoots at a bird, you say, "We heard gunshots. They fired."
Yeah.
And then we're defending ourselves, would be the response from the feds, because shots were fired.
That's how this could go bad, right? If even if it's whether it's people actually out hunting or whether it's an undercover agent who goes in and fires a shot, either way, the excuse of gunfire could be used to
right.
slaughter these people. But
even though it's they're shooting at a bird to try to get a meal,
or maybe it's an undercover agent who's firing just so they can keep so they have an excuse
certainly.
To shoot. Either way, that would be how this could go really, really bad. But it could go less violently if they infiltrate enough undercover agents in here. Because again, these people have requested for more people to show up.
Yeah.
So they have indicated that they are going to allow people to come in. And if they're going to allow people to come in, there's not going to be any kind of vetting process. I mean, if somebody shows up with a camouflage hat, a camouflage jacket with an American flag behind them, because apparently even though these guys are protesting the federal government, they're carrying American flags, which seems like a mixed message.
But, yes.
You know, you show up with the right trappings and you show up with, you know, some sort of rifle strap to your jacket, you're going to get into this place. I mean, what are they going to ask? What series of questions are they going to ask to, you know, to vet out potential undercover agents from getting inside?
Is Obama a Muslim?
Yeah. So, they're, you know, if the feds have enough undercovers that they can get in there, they can take, you know, positions nearby the actual protesters and then at some point take them down. They could have a coordinated takedown and end this without any bloodshed. But from what we heard earlier, I think it was Will who pointed this out, one of our callers, that you got people who basically are suicidal. There was apparently
right.
an interview with somebody who intends to die in this circumstance, that he's not there to walk out of this alive. And if you've got more than one person like that, then you've got a really unpredictable situation. If these people are going in, now, I don't know how many of them are unarmed. If there are 150 of them there, or 15, we don't know. And of the amount that are there, are 100% of them armed? Are 50% of them armed? Are 10% of them armed? So we don't know how many people are inside this building. We don't know how many of them have guns. The feds certainly don't know that. But as soon as they get an undercover agent in there, they're going to know that stuff. So it should be very interesting to see how this develops. Our toll-free number here, if you want to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Now, one interesting question with this refuge being closed and they're asking for people to show up, how will they get there?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. here. Toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
We want to invite you to our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you'll find there completely free. One of the things we offer you is a way to save big time over at Amazon. How about 20%? How about saving 20% on everything you buy from Amazon from now on? You can do that at least as long as SaveAtPurse.com keeps working. SaveATPurse.com, and it's working very well so far. They've saved their customers over $500,000 in their first year of operation.
Woo-hoo.
I personally have saved over $700 at this point. I bought like 30-something times through SaveAtPurse.com in the last year, and it has worked amazingly well. The catch is you've got to have Bitcoin in order to save this tremendous amount of money. In fact, you can save more than 20%. You choose your discount. Now, the higher the choice you make, the longer it might take to fulfill the order that you're going to make. But if it's an item you want, but you're not in a hurry to get, set it higher and see if you can get the discount. I've gotten a discount as much as 45% off in the past, and I frequently request 20 to 30% off, and it's no problem whatsoever to save that much on pretty much anything at Amazon. So go and get started at SaveAtPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. We are talking about the occupation of the armed occupation of a building, some sort of, we don't know the size of the building yet. I'm sure we're going to learn all these details in the upcoming days, or however long this goes for, until the federal government inevitably tries to use some sort of level of violence to take these people out. Will there be a bloodbath, or will they go down without any kind of blood being shed? All of that remains to be seen, but the feds are not going to stand for allowing their building to be occupied like this. Now, of course, the counterclaim is that it's not their building at all. The federal government doesn't own anything legitimately, and so it's actually the people's building.
One of the ranchers there, Ryan Bundy, who is one of the sons of Cliven Bundy,
right,
said the best possible outcome is that the ranchers that have been kicked out of the area, then they will come back and reclaim their land, and the wildlife refuge will be shut down forever, and the federal government will relinquish such control.
That's a nice idea.
What we're doing is not rebellious. What we're doing is in accordance with the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land.
What do you think about that? You know a thing or two about the Constitution.
I think that he's holding the Constitution to some reverence that it does not deserve. To quote Butler Schaefer, the Constitution is that thing that prevents the federal government from doing all the horrible stuff that it does.
Well, yeah, and that's a variant on the Lysander Spooner quote that the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we have or has been powerless to prevent it. Either way, I don't know if you'll find any provision in the Constitution that authorizes people to violently take back land from the federal government.
Right. But this statement here sort of explains why they're waving American flags.
Because they're lovers of the Constitution.
Yeah. They love America, and America just ain't America enough for America, because America done turned into something other than America.
Well, right, and this is one of the issues with protest groups like this, is that, you know, they talk about freedom, but really they just want their own system. They want to impose their way on other people. So even if they were to be successful at taking back this land, ultimately they want to see this happen in more than this one location.
Yeah.
They want to see, ostensibly, this kind of takeover happen of federal lands everywhere. And I don't necessarily disagree with the concept of the federal government shouldn't own any land. I don't think the federal government should exist at all. But these people believe in the federal government.
Yes.
They just want their version of the federal government to be the one that is ruling over the land, even if it's their land or it becomes the people's land or whatever. They still want a federal government. They still want a union. And they would be willing to use violence likely to keep their union together.
Now, probably.
I'm speculating there, and we'll get some actual quotes, more quotes. You just shared one of them. There's an interview with CNN that a different Bundy brother, so there's a couple of them involved in this as leaders of this protest movement. We'll play some of that audio for you here, but we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. Let's go to Matt. He's in Tennessee. Matt, you're on with Ian and Daryl on Free Talk Live.
Well, I love your scripted intro. I didn't think it would take you that long to get to me, but I want
scripted
to talk about
intro?
The answer first, because I've been listening to your whole show tonight, and you've
no one was reading from a script, by the way, just to clarify. Go ahead.
Okay, maybe it was a spirit. I don't know. But the bill in New Hampshire where women want to expose their breasts. I think that Representative Laura Jones probably opposes that.
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, it has everything to do with government and the separation of powers.
You're talking about the issue we discussed last night quite a bit. It was about a bill proposed not to allow women to expose their breasts. That's already legal. It would criminalize
with up to 1 year in jail.
Yeah, and I don't know what Laura Jones...
Did she support that?
I don't know, but right now the sponsors of the bill are all male. So as of the moment, there could be more co-sponsors that sign on, as I understand it. But right now, all of the co-sponsors of said topless prohibition legislation are all males, sir.
But that's a state issue. That's an issue in the state of New Hampshire, and I think it's a beautiful state. And I think every state is beautiful because people are beautiful, but. I will tell you one thing about the federal takeover. They're making a mistake. It's legally wrong.
What? Who's they? Who's making a mistake?
The Bundy sons that are doing the Oregon thing.
What are they? What's wrong with their takeover?
Because they have legal adhesion to the federal government, to the New World Order.
Legal adhesion. What does that mean?
That means they have swapped their God-given rights that came through the Magna Carta and the rights of Englishmen, which influenced, from about, 1200 AD to about 1900. It's been quite a mishmash of things. But
hold on, so do rights come from God or the Magna Carta? You said God-given rights from the Magna Carta, and that's a contradictory statement.
Well, you said it. I didn't.
You said he said that God-given rights through the Magna Carta. Did God need a document to portend those rights to the American people centuries later?
Well, people need to have a spirit of liberty. They don't really need documents, but at this point they do have documents, and they're doing a bad thing in Oregon.
So did people have rights before the Magna Carta existed?
They always have. It's just people are vanity, they're very vain.
Then why even bring up the Magna Carta if people had rights before the Magna Carta?
Well, I guess he wants to stand on some sort of authority. Matt, thanks for your call tonight. I don't really care for the answer. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Dudes all over the place. Everything from breasts to the Magna Carta. Yeah, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live, though coherence is certainly preferred. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. More about the occupation of the federal building in Oregon coming up.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, Get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And we've got all kinds of issues we could discuss, but right now the real big news, in my opinion, is what's happening in Oregon with a group of people. We don't know how many of them there are. We don't know how well-armed they are. They have taken over a federal building in Oregon in the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve. They broke into the building this weekend, sometime I think Saturday, after a protest of some sort happening to support the Hammonds, which is a father and son who are going back to prison after having already gone to prison on some unauthorized burning, basically.
Charges. They were charged with arson.
Yeah.
Because they started fires on their property, and then the fire went over onto federal land.
Yes, and they went and they served time on that, and then a judge later came back and said, we're going to need you to come back and serve another 4 years of time in prison. So they're going to turn themselves in on Monday, and that has sparked a very revolutionary sentiment in a lot of people who've gone and ostensibly have brought in enough supplies, they claim, to live in this building, this federal government building, for years, which, as we understand it, is some sort of a welcome center at the Malheur National Wildlife Preserve. So that's the situation as we know it. There is now a video, Daryl, you just linked me to a 14-minute long video, which we're not going to be able to play on the air, at least in its entirety, or at so far in any kind of segment. It's a man sitting in his car, some sort of SUV-looking van thing. He looks like... he's got that kind of Marine look to him, and he is apparently a former Marine. Blaine Cooper is his YouTube channel, Blaine Cooper. that's already racked up over 171,000 views. He posted it on December 31st, and apparently he is planning, he's saying goodbye to his family. And we've watched a few months ago off the air, we did watch the first couple minutes. It's a very pausey kind of video. He's pausing a lot.
Very jolted.
Yeah, he's very emotional.
Speech.
He's very emotional. He's, you know, very careful with what he's saying here. He's speaking to his family, his kids. It sounds like he's planning to not come back from this, is what this sounds like.
Yeah.
And there was another quote from someone else purportedly who's on the scene, who was interviewed earlier. We talked with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty about it, who made it sound like he was planning on dying in this particular, this takeover of this federal building. So you may have some suicidal people that are armed in this building who are prepared to go through a death by cop. We'll continue to get more information as the show goes on, as the situation develops. I do have an interview, though, that we can play from CNN that they conducted with Ayman Bundy, who's the son of Clive and Bundy. Listeners may recall the Bundy Ranch situation from 2014. Well, some of the Bundys are involved here as leaders in this federal government building takeover at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Let's get into the clip here from CNN.com. It was an interview conducted earlier this morning that they're going to play for you. And here we go from CNN's website.
Taken to Oregon now, where armed protesters have taken over the headquarters of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. The property is managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. No government employees were on the land at the time because the refuge was closed for the holidays. Well, the armed occupation grew out of a protest earlier in the day in the nearby town of Burns. That rally was to show support for two local ranchers, Dwight and Stephen Hammond. They were convicted of arson and sentenced to 5 years in prison. They're expected to turn themselves in Monday morning. Now, one of the men behind the occupation of the wildlife refuge is the son of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. You remember him? He was at the center of a tent standoff last year with the Bureau of Land Management over grazing fees for his cattle. Ayman Bundy says he hopes other like-minded people will join the armed protest at the wildlife refuge.
Now, one of the things, before we get into the actual interview here, one of the things you had questioned, Daryl, was we still don't know the layout of this property. Is this wildlife refuge welcome center right on the main drag? Can people easily show up at this place, or is there a big cordon zone from the federal government that's going to prohibit people from getting?
Well, the feds are saying that the wildlife refuge is closed. Generally, right. When you close a place, you block off all of the roads.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes not. I mean, we don't know what the situation looks like.
And we're also not sure which building on the property they're in.
Right.
There could be more than one building. We don't know if they're necessarily in the Welcome Center. We don't know if they're in the field headquarters.
Well, the notice that it's closed could simply be something they put. You read it from their website earlier.
Yes.
That just could simply be informing people, hey, you can't come here. That doesn't mean they've put up barricades on the roads, but maybe they have.
They may have.
So can people actually reach these protesters to provide them with backup at this point? Certainly if
If there's not roads, you know, it's certainly a lot of nothing, so they could hike through the wilderness to get there.
So let's continue here.
For those that understand what is going on, and those who want to and feel a need to stand, we're asking them to come. We have a facility that we can house them in. We have plenty work to do to start to unwind all of these unconstitutional land transactions.
There's no work that you're going to do to unwind any of this. I don't know what he's talking about. It's not like they can do anything to unwind the federal government's control over all this land. I mean, I understand they're making a stand, and that I get that. I get where they're coming from with the frustrations. I share frustrations with even the existence of the federal government. I'm sure these guys still want a federal government, but they just want to be in control of it. But I can understand where they're coming from. But the idea that there's going to be work done here to unwind anything, no. This is just going to come down to violence, likely. I mean, they're making a stand, and the federal government isn't going to they're not going to let them just go quietly, I don't think.
But Ian, if we write these words in just to write fashion and right order and then send it to the correct judge, then the judge will realize the entire sham that happened in 1908 when the Mount Huer National Wildlife Refuge was created as a thing.
And the judge will order all of the federal agents to stand down and leave these people alone.
We just have to write the words in the right order.
Yeah. I guess we'll see what happens.
Exactly. And controls to... We have plenty of work to do. We need you to come and be unified with us so we can be protected and be together. And we're calling people to come. Absolutely.
Eamon Bundy is on the phone with us now to explain what he hopes to accomplish. Thanks for making time. I know it's quite early there in Oregon. I want to start first with the question of the purpose of taking over this building. What are you hoping to accomplish? To, engage the federal government, to get the land returned from the refuge to the people who live there, a commutation of the sentences? What is the goal specifically?
Good question.
Well, one is to get people aware of what's happening, that from the very beginning of the existence of this refuge, it has been destructive to the people of the county and to the people of the area. This refuge alone is 187,000 acres, and in order to make that 187,000 acres, it took 100 ranchers' homes and livelihoods and everything in order to make it. And so we have a very good example of how a government is taking and destroying livelihoods to make themselves a little park.
But Mr. Bundy, let me ask you, what specifically then, using that as the context of this standoff, what do you want from the government? Do you want the sentences for the Hammonds to be reduced, or do you want them commuted? What ends this?
Well, this isn't a standoff, by the way. We're not walking around with a bunch of guns and so forth. Excuse me?
It's not a standoff? Well, it's going to be when the federal government shows up and goes ahead and surrounds this place,
this little park.
I want to find out more. We'll get to the rest of the interview here. It's about another minute and a half. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you want to share your thoughts, 855-450-3733.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back now, more Free Talk Live. You may join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We are playing an interview conducted by CNN this morning, early this morning. It was 7:40 Eastern time, so in the Pacific time zone, 4:40 in the morning, when they were interviewing Ayman Bundy, who's one of the leaders of the occupation, an armed occupation of a federal building on a 187,000-acre large piece of property in Oregon, the Malheur Federal Wildlife Preserve or Wildlife Refuge. They are protesting generally just sort of the overreach of the federal government and confiscating people's lands and, you know, controlling people's lives, and more specifically protesting the Hammond father and son who are going to prison on Monday for setting fires on their lands spread to federal wildlife lands, ultimately resulting in an initial prison sentence. They were released, and then a judge coming back later and issuing an order ordering them back to prison for another 4 years. So that's some of what's going on here. The protesters are claiming they're armed up and they have enough supplies to last for years in this what was an unoccupied building because it was the weekend when they came in to take it over. Presumably, there are normally federal workers that would go to this place on Monday morning, but now the park has officially closed, according to a notice posted on its website. Has the federal government surrounded the area yet? We don't yet know what the situation outside is. Certainly, there's news media that's on the scene. There's a story from OregonLive.com that has several photographs of the Malheur Wildlife Reserve, and it looks like basically open land. This isn't a forested kind of reserve. So there's not like a bunch of trees around. There's plenty of, available places for snipers to set up and things like that or whatever. And
yeah, I was looking at a map and there's a lot of lakes and water and probably, you know, something akin to swampland.
Yeah, there might be some different elevations involved, perhaps, maybe some hills or whatever. But, overall, this is pretty much flat area. And I'm not seeing much in the way of construction, at least in any of these photos. There is apparently a tower in which some of these people, some of the protesters have taken over. And so there's a tower on the property, like a lookout tower, like a fire tower or something like that.
Yes.
And so there are men, presumably with guns, in that tower overlooking the property. We're still trying to learn more sort of as this continues to develop. There's snow on the ground as well. So it is it's cold, and there are as many as 150 people occupying this building and as few as 15. One of the leaders, Ammon Bundy, has conducted an interview with CNN saying he wants more people to show up, that they are dug in and they're planning on staying for years if necessary. The CNN host is asking this Ammon Bundy, what do they want? What is it that you want to see happen here? And so far hasn't really gotten a clear answer. Let's continue here with the audio of said interview from CNN.com.
Yeah, it basically we want the government to abide by the Constitution, abide by the authorities in which the people have given it, and to play by the rules so that the people can live and prosper without fear and without being terrorized.
But I got to say, I mean, that wouldn't be so bad. I don't support the existence of the federal government at all, but certainly I'd much rather they actually follow the rules they're supposed to follow, where, of course, you know, anybody who's been paying attention knows that pretty much everything the federal government does is unconstitutional.
Yes.
So, I mean, they're so far out of bounds from their constitution that the idea that a group of 150 people maximum occupying a piece of property or occupying a building on this piece of property is somehow going to wrest the federal government back within its boundaries.
Well, Ian, it only took 56 men to create the federal government.
Yeah, this is ostensibly
this
more than 50.
This is three times as many.
Almost. So you don't think this is going to work then, right, Daryl?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. The federal government is so violent. They're so dangerous. They, you know, these are the same. This is the same federal government who goes around the world bombing innocent people. If you think that they're going to just go ahead and get rid of their power and start being Mr. Nicey Nice because a few people decided to occupy a building on a wildlife refuge, I think you've got another thing coming. And many of them know this, which is why they are talking like they're not going to come back, some of them.
So somebody that's in the Amplifiers group actually sent over a link to some backstory about the Hammonds that I think is very important, because so far we've kind of been speculating about some things.
Are we talking about the backstory on the Burns that led to their arrest?
Backstory going back to the 1960s.
Let's go with that here in a moment. Let's finish the interview first. There's maybe about another minute here to go. So stand by on the backstory.
What specifically, though, because I'm not getting a specific answer, what does the government have to say, or a government official have to say, that you'll find appropriate and say that this occupation will end?
Well, it has ended because we've basically removed them at this point from the management, which they do not have authority to be doing in the first place. We are extreme.
I'm sorry. You haven't removed them from the management. You've just taken over an empty building on the weekend because the feds weren't there at the time. They are still very, very in the belief that they manage that particular piece of property.
Yes.
And they are going to at some point likely assert their believed control over that property. It sounds a little delusional.
Extremely saddened by what has happened to Dwight and Stephen. Innocent people that have Stephen Hammond, innocent people that have been that are symptoms of a much greater problem. But and we're saddened that they're being forced to go to prison for the second time for the same crimes, up to 5 years for 5 years.
How many of
in
people?
Prison? But again, this is just a. They're just it's a symptom of a greater problem, which is the federal government controlling the land and resources that belong to the people.
All right, so there is the interview with CNN, and the CNN anchor trying to get a straight answer out of him, and I can understand the frustration of the anchor, but I can also understand where, you know, Eamon can't really answer the question. You know, the anchor wants to know, what specifically do you want the government to say or do here? And it's not like, you know, some federal agent could, you know, get behind a microphone and announce, all right, well, we've given in. Mr. Eamon and fellow protesters, we have had a meeting and have decided that we are going to withdraw from this land and shut down the Bureau of Land Management. We're going to end this conflict by ending our control over your lives. We, the federal government, are calling it a day. Good day, everyone. We're going home. As though that is going to ever happen, number one. And number two, even if it did, that they would be telling the truth? No, of course not. So you can't trust, you know, if the government came out and said, all right, this is it. We're going to be abiding by the Constitution from here on out. Finally, these 150 armed protesters have gotten it through our heads that we have been wrong for hundreds of years. We have been unconstitutionally ruling over your lives. We, the federal government, are going to change our ways. I mean, this is like an abuser saying to his abused wife that he's going to be good in the future.
I'll stop beating you.
Yeah, just, you know, come out from hiding, lady. I'll stop beating you.
And abusers generally say something along those lines.
And maybe they'll stop for another day, but then things will get worse over time. So there's really no answer he can give because there's no realistic way that the federal government is going to do what he wants them to do. Whatever sort of nebulous idea he has for this country needs to change. Well, it ain't going to happen because of this. And, you know, it'd be great if it did, but come on, let's get realistic here. So we're going to get into the background of the Hammonds here in a moment. Those are the two guys who are going to prison tomorrow, going back to prison for lighting some fires. You've got some history on that. Plus, there's video. We're trying to ascertain, to boil down this 14-minute-long video from a man named Blaine Cooper, who is basically apologizing to his family, sounding like he's going on a suicide mission here. You've got people who are involved in this conflict, who are involved in this takeover, who appear to be prepared to die, which suggests that if the government gets violent, that this is not going to go very well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got time for you. If you want to share your thoughts, what direction do you expect to see this go? Do you have more information? You know, is there details that have come out here since we've started talking about it tonight on the show that that we need to know about that we haven't really come across yet? You know, what are we missing from this discussion? Feel free to fill in any gaps. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And this is Free Talk.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.